This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay, well, Iran is essentially telling Trump to pound sand. They got plenty of that there. Iran's telling
Okay, that's good.
Iran, yeah, and it can be turned into glass, too. Iran telling Trump to pound sand that, no, they will be continuing to enrich uranium. Thank you very much.
He'll just put it in the bunker of a, you know, golf course somewhere.
Yeah. Now, this is, I mean, that's some chutzpah, okay? Because the IAEA, so that's the International Energy, you know, Atomic Energy Agency, they do inspections, has said, just put out a report and said, listen, they've been cheating on all of their agreements. We have caught them covertly enriching uranium in order to build a nuclear weapon at sites they wouldn't let us into, where they lied and said they weren't doing it. We caught them. In other words, they've never complied with a single agreement they've ever had. And right now, they're lying to the Trump administration as they negotiate this deal. So that just came out. And now, basically, the Ayatollahs are like, well, pound sand. Now, we're going to continue enriching. Trump came out yesterday on Truth Social, said, no, the only thing acceptable to us is zero enrichment, and they have to turn over what they've already enriched, essentially. We're going to take it away from them so they can't build a bomb. And they're like, nope, we're not doing any of that. Sorry. I can't help but think that this is in reaction to Trump saying, 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, they can't have a bomb. We're going to bomb the nuclear site, the nuclear sites. It's definitively saying, no, they can't have it. And then when Israel wanted to bomb the sites, Trump saying, no, we don't want you to. Don't do it. And then for some reason, announcing that at a press conference. Well, Iran's like, oh, okay, cool. Then if you're not going to let Israel bomb us, we'll just continue enriching uranium. It's going to be interesting now. Because there's two problems here. Even if the Trump folks can talk Iran now into some kind of a deal, we know for a fact they will never comply with it because they never have. Yeah.
There's a little history there.
Yeah, and we just learned that definitively. They are still covertly enriching uranium, which they lied to the Trump administration about. So this is going to get very interesting. I mean, basically Iran's like, okay, bomb us. Because they think Trump won't do it, especially after Israel was just told by Trump not to do it. And I don't know why he did this. Why would you announce that at a press conference?
Yeah, I don't know.
That should be backdoor stuff. Stuff. I don't know. But he did it for some reason. You know, maybe it's just because he knows he's going to bomb Iran, and he wants to make it look like, look, I gave him all the rope that, you know, I tried. Right. We negotiated. I suspect it's probably something like this. Yeah. But we are now at that point. And again, Trump yesterday saying, nope, they don't get to enrich anything to any percentage. Too bad. They have more natural gas than, I think they're the world's fifth largest producer. They're fine. They don't need to be enriching at a level that's only used for warheads. So, for nuclear warheads. So, I mean, that's going to get really, really interesting, especially since we know Netanyahu's, hey, like, look, let us take care of them. Let us do it. So keep your eye on Iran. Things are about to get a little spicy there, I think. Or not, in which case Trump loses. Trump doesn't like to lose. So that's about to get super interesting. Meanwhile, another showdown going on. California ignored Trump's warning. Do not let that boy compete against the girls. I'm going to take away your federal funding for your schools. Well, they did. Over the weekend, they let him compete against the girls. And they did at the last minute change the rules so that if he won first place, which of course he did across multiple events in the girls' track meet, with scores, by the way, that would be very average for a boy competing at that level, at the state level. He won two of the events. And, you know, just right in Trump's face. So yesterday, the Trump administration sent them a letter, and apparently the way that they did the state track meet was a probationary meet. It's a trial program, they were calling it, like a one-time thing, just the one time to let this person compete. And so they're saying, listen, we are giving you a week to announce your state athletic association that governs, like, you know, high schools. We're giving you a week to announce that this is the end of the probationary period. You're not going to go forward with this anymore. You're not going to allow boys to compete in girls' sports, or we're defunding you. So in about a weekly, one way or another, this is going to get very interesting.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, we're talking about California could lose some, all of its federal funding for schools.
Well, Gavin Newsom's the one that's got a problem here.
Yeah, because he does.
He has previously was in favor of this, but most recently not in favor of it.
Right, because he wants to be president record. Now.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And, you know, this overwhelmingly in polling, the American people overwhelmingly are opposed to this.
It's an 80-20 issue.
Yeah, it's not even close.
So I imagine if Trump takes the school funding, some liberal judicial dictator will
of
say
course.
Trump can't do it.
That's the plan.
Yeah, then we'll go through the courts and realize right. that, oh, wow, Trump could do it the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll be. But that showdown is coming too. Meanwhile, two really cool things are going on. The mainstream media is trying to find a way to explain them, and they can't.
Okay.
For them, this is a disaster. For us, this is really, really good. Three things actually going on simultaneously. And it's amazing that you could do this in a little over 100 days. Okay. Thing number one, fentanyl seizures at the border, you know, seizures of fentanyl.
Right, yeah.
Have dropped to almost nothing.
Gee, I wonder why.
I don't know. What could be causing this?
We can't know, Tara.
We just can't know.
We can't know this. It's unknowable.
Unknowable. If you are, in fact, working in the Washington Post newsroom. Otherwise, they literally called this, Lee, the quote, and I quote, new and puzzling reality, unquote.
Gosh.
The explanation is, quote, complex, unquote, this new and puzzling reality. And they write, we don't understand. There's so many agents now on the border, and there's, you know, they've added more at the crossings, and you know what? If with all these agents, why aren't we finding fentanyl like we used to? Fentanyl seizures have plummeted from 1,700 pounds in 2024 during the same period to 746 pounds in 2025. So that is a dramatic decline. The decline is occurring even as the Trump administration has deployed thousands of troops to the border and expanded drone flights, the Washington Post reports. With more boots on the ground, you'd think seizures would go up, not down. So confusing. Could it be that the fentanyl needs illegal immigrant people to move it, and they're not getting through?
Gee, I don't know, Tara. It's just, that's hard to put those two together, you know?
Yeah, we'll never figure it out. Yeah. Nope, never get it. Okay, so that's going on. Okay, so that's a sign, you know, things are dramatically down. We have had two more shelters. These are two major shelters, one in Arizona and one in Texas, shut down because there's nobody in them.
No.
They're literally empty.
Wow.
Yeah, think tumbleweeds blowing through. There's nobody there.
Can't understand why.
Right? So that's going on. And then this other, like, super-duper weird thing going on. Remittances to Mexico. That's where illegal immigrants from Mexico come here, work, and send the money home.
Right, yeah.
Down 12.1% in April versus last year. That's a pretty big number, given that Trump really hasn't been in office that long. Think about it. 12.1% drop in remittances with 8.1% fewer transactions than a year before. So they're saying they think that is some of it is illegal immigrants self-deporting. There are a lot of illegals that literally come back and forth to work.
I don't know, Tara. Don't you think it's probably the tariffs?
Yeah, it's probably tariffs.
Exactly.
They're probably starving.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably that. Yeah, good point. Never mind. Meanwhile, this other thing is going on that the media definitely super duper is not talking about because they would not want you to know that. And this is the cool. I actually missed this when I looked at the BLS statistics.
That's a rare miss on your part.
Well, I know. I wasn't even paying attention to wages. Listen to this. For the month of April, Bureau of Economic Analysis, personal income increased 0.8% at a monthly rate. Mm-hmm. Okay, what that sounds like kind of boring and sort of, so what does that mean? Well, if that continues, we don't know if it will, but if that's a huge number for a single month. If that continues, that's a 9.6% annualized rate of wage increases.
Yeah, if that continues, that's true, but for the year, yeah.
That's massive. That is a 10% raise right there, just about. Now, we don't know if it'll continue or what. And they're thinking this is, again, because we're having people dropping out of the labor force. And Lee, that would be supported by the remittances going down 12% in a single month.
Just some anecdotal news, though. I haven't seen that in our industry.
No, weird. I'm sure the AP's going to get on it. Yeah. Maybe you should send your friends over there an email to help them out with some links. Yeah. I got links.
I'm sure they want to hear from me, yeah.
Yeah, they do. They love me, too. So, 9.6% annualized rate. So, you know what this is? Employers, too, are now getting rated, and they're like, wow, crap, I got to hire an American. And there's less competition for the jobs. I mean, you're just seeing a little bit of movement there, but this is really encouraging.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, producer Tim, when you were a kid, did you wander at all without your parents? In other words, how far did you go from home without them?
Not very far, no. Not very far.
Not very far. So you're younger than I am.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So when I was a kid, I at 9 years old, my mom would work night shift as a nurse. And I pretty much had the room of the place. I would go with my older friend, who was 12, to the pool. We'd hang out. That was about a little over a mile to watch the pool. Yeah. And my mom would leave me money because we would go beyond that for like snacks and like sodas and stuff. Mm-hmm. We would go cut through the woods, which was another half a mile to go to the convenience store. We'd buy stuff there. And then we would walk back to the pool. We'd walk back home. But I spent a lot of my days doing that starting at 9 years old. Didn't think anything of it.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I had we lived in a neighborhood with a pond.
Okay.
So we used to go down to the pond to go fishing. And I mean, and I'll play with my friends and stuff around the neighborhood. But I never, you know, I never like wandered out of that, like out of the eyes of people that knew who I was.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
I did. My mom had a lot of confidence in my older friend, and I was kind of mature for my age anyway, which is how I was hanging out with a 12-year-old when I was nine.
But, I was not.
but yeah, no, I was actually very mature for my age. I was basically born a walking, talking adult. But so, you know, my mom knew that. I was really dependable, but still.
Precocious.
Looking back, would I let my 9-year-old kid out of my sight? No. Sorry, not. Maybe I'm a helicopter. I don't know.
I have a problem with it too. I it's hard for me to let my kids just, you know, untethered.
Me too. Well, Legend Jenkins, who was 7, and his 10-year-old brother, their mom decided, she was with them at the store, at the grocery store, decided to let them, for the first time, he and his brother, walk home alone. Legend Jenkins and his 10-year-old brother, this is Gastonia, North Carolina, so the north of us. Last Tuesday, walking home, Legend is hit by a Jeep driven by a 76-year-old woman. He darted into traffic, despite being supposedly in the care of his 10-year-old brother.
That's terrible.
His mom, Jessica Ivy, told WSOC-TV it was the first time she'd allowed her sons to walk you know, from the nearby grocery store. She'd never done it before, she says. Now, Ivy and the boy's father, Samuel Jenkins, have been arrested. They've each been charged with involuntary manslaughter and child neglect felony level for both charges. They were even denied permission to attend their son's funeral, instead getting slapped with a $1.5 million bond, the highest possible. While the Gastonia Police Department offers its deepest sympathies to the family for the heartbreaking loss of their child, the investigation revealed that the children involved were unsupervised at the time the boy stepped into traffic. And the 76-year-old driver who held him in her arms while he died was not cited because she wasn't speeding or violating traffic laws in any way.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
Yeah. She said she tried to comfort the 7-year-old boy as they waited for responders to arrive.
Oh, my gosh. That's something she will never get out of her mind.
And Legend died from his injuries hours later at the hospital. He's cute little thing, poor little thing.
Yeah, I see the picture of him right here.
Yeah.
It's awful. Awful story.
So I just wonder, obviously these parents have really suffered. They've already been sentenced. Going too far? You and your brother walk. I mean, it was less than a mile. Would that have been something that you did when you were a kid?
Not in like off a main road. This was off a main road, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like not off a main road, no. Like, I mean, if it was, you know, in our neighborhood or something like that, yeah, maybe. But my neighborhood wasn't off a main road. I mean, it was just kind of like a side road. So cars would drive slowly, and there's even signs in neighborhoods like this that say, you know, slow down for kids and stuff like that. So, I mean, I would never let my kids walk off a main road. No, like, I think that's terrible. Like, Why would you do that?
There's a fascinating study that was done, and what it showed was that 50 years ago, the average distance children were allowed to wander without supervision by their parents, like they drew sort of like a line on the map, was 10 square miles.
10 square miles.
A decade later, it had shrunk to 5 square miles. A decade after that, it had shrunk to 2 square miles, and now children don't wander at all.
Yeah, I hardly ever see like kids outside playing, really, at all.
Texture writes, see, I knew I would get these, and I think this is so fascinating. Tara, when I was growing up in the 70s, the rule was come home when the streetlights come on. We'd be out all day with our buddies. I could do that. I was a reader, so I would spend like half my time inside reading, but the rest of the time I would hang out with the kids. I could take off in the morning and just, you know, show back up for dinner if I wanted to. My parents had no idea where I was.
I had to come home when my mom screamed all the way across the neighborhood. She'd scream my name. It was funny.
You could hear her, right?
Yeah, you could hear her, yeah.
Is this going too far to charge this mom, or is this kind of the new norm? Text writes, when I was in fifth and sixth grade, I would ride my bicycle down Wadehampton Boulevard from Taylor's to Greenville for school.
How old? Six?
Yeah. He said six? No, sixth grade.
Oh.
Yeah. Text writes, Tara, in Miami, 4 to 7 miles is how far you roamed, up to age 13, up to 25 as a teenager, all by bicycle. Another texter writes, with video games, kids don't leave the house like they used to. You know, I used to think there's not a ton of kids live in my neighborhood, and then Halloween happened.
Right.
And I mean, the streets are packed. We're running out of candy because we had no idea so many kids lived in our neighborhood because they never leave. They never leave the house.
They never come outside. No. Like vampires, yeah.
It's crazy. A lot of them.
Yeah. Like, I mean, so I DoorDash, and you never see kids outside. It's summertime. Never see kids outside playing, ever.
Texture rates, 10 and younger is a little young to be out alone. I was around 12 when my parents started letting me ride my bike around without them, and I was a fairly sizable boy. I don't know if they would have let my sister, but we moved out to the country by the time she was that age. That's part of it, too. Are you, like, on a main thoroughfare out in the country? Like, where are you? How safe is it?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with that. Like, I mean, they are a lot younger than, you know, like, they're not, like, preteens or anything. Yeah. These are 9 and 10-year-olds. I don't think that that's okay to let them wander.
You know, what's really interesting to me, in my neighborhood, if you come to my neighborhood, you would think only Indian kids live there. And I actually thought that for a while. For whatever reason, the Indian culture, I have a ton of immigrants in my neighborhood. A lot of them, you know, parents are middle managers, right?
Right.
Those kids, and it's only the boys, oddly. It's not the girls. You don't see the girls out at all. I don't know what's up with that. But it's only the boys. They have the full run of the place, and that is a pretty big distance. Mom's never outside. Nobody knows you. And I'm talking little ones, too. Like, they will just be running around, and it's the way we used to live.
Yeah.
As kids, it was the kind of freedom we had.
Yeah, yeah. My neighbors are Russian, and it's the same thing. They're always outside.
They have no fear.
No fear. Riding dirt bikes, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I actually chased down a kid in his 20s or a young guy in his 20s because he was plowing through the neighborhood at 40 miles an hour. I pulled up by the driveway. I'm like, you know, looking. I'm like, dude, there's little kids everywhere. They dart out. They're all Indian. And in, you know, that culture, boys go out and run. Girls don't. But boys go out, and I'm talking, you will see a 4-year-old tagging along behind his, you know, 6-7-year-old brother, and they're just, it's a gang, it's a pack of boys, almost all Indian. Right. And there's, you know, one or two kids who are, you know, quite frankly, white, wandering, obviously not from India, wandering with them. But for the most part, no. So some parents have started to let their kids go. Because you know what's so funny, Tim?
What's that?
Watching them, I'm fascinated by this. Because it brings back so many memories. They look like they are having the best time.
Yeah.
They are out there. They are barefoot sometimes.
Yeah.
They're running around.
They've got these
electric scooters now, which is why they can go so far, you know, because you don't have to walk the whole way.
Yep.
And
bikes, too. They're electric bikes, too.
Oh, yeah. They're in the winter. No jackets. Short sleeves. Just running wild. And that's, you know what? We did that.
Yeah,
and I remember the time I did so many dangerous things. Oh my gosh! That, like, now I'd be like, oh my! I couldn't take a nap. Just in terror of my kids. I had this hill we lived on, straight down. You could work up to like really, really fast, and you'd come shooting out the bottom and we'd go jump this big hill in this woman's front yard. She let us. Well, here's the problem. When you came across to get to the hill, you had to shoot out across the road.
Oh, yeah.
How was I never hit?
I know, yeah.
Why did my parents let me do that?
I think we all have stories like that.
Today, I mean, like, those parents are terrible. They're terrible, honey. What are they doing? You know, my parents did that.
Yeah.
Okay, texters are saying it's too severe. The parents have already been punished by losing their child.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with the fact that they wouldn't let them go to the funeral. Yeah.
I think that's a bit much. $1.5 million bond. Seems like a bit much. Text writes, I have an 11-year-old and 8-year-old twins. I am so paranoid. I do not let them play out of my sight. It's just too dangerous and unpredictable. Right now, we have a few out-of-neighborhood kids come to play at our house. Never met the parents. I don't like it. If something happens to them at our house, does that mean we will be responsible? Yeah, lawsuits are a thing, too.
Yep. Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Folks are beginning to notice, y'all, that something is very badly wrong. Fox News, because they're the only ones who care among the national media, Fox News picking up a story of the mom of two brutally executed as part of what I think was a gang initiation. 13, 14, 15, 21, and 18. They planned to kill somebody. It wasn't that she didn't cooperate. They just drove up. She never had a chance to cooperate with the robbery. Bam, dead. I've been screaming bloody murder about this. Wish somebody else would, too. As her family asks, this is actually trending overnight, actually made Fox News, where's Black Lives Matter? She was shot by illegal immigrants. Left there, basically executed. They pulled up, bam, shot her. Why? She was the first one she saw. They saw. They planned to do it. Texting back and forth. to each other after. This is just the beginning. Where's BLM? Where's the NAACP? Where is the Democrat Party? They normally love this kind of thing, right? Somebody's black, somebody's dead. Well, we need to have justice. We need to have vengeance. Where are they? Nowhere. Folks, what do I say to you all the time? If you die in a way that embarrasses the Democrat Party, it does not matter if you are part of one of their most valued voter groups. You get canceled. Do not die in a way that embarrasses the Democrat Party. You will be ignored. You will be canceled. Folks, again, it'd be one thing if this was a botched robbery. This was a planned execution. Here's what's trending on TikTok, and her family members are on here. Even Charlie Condon, who is the ex-attorney general of South Carolina, going, what the heck?
South Carolina mother loses life to illegal immigrants, but liberals don't care.
I haven't heard anything from CNN, MSNBC. Where are you guys at?
Larisha Cheryl Thompson, 40, was shot when six men attempted to rob her. They were all detained and found to be in the U.S. illegally.
That's the first thing to recognize. They should not have been in South Carolina to begin with.
Three of them, aged 17 to 21, were arrested and charged as adults. Three minors were detained, with the youngest just being 13. While the public demands harsh punishment, the internet asks why leftist media and politicians are ignoring Larisha's death.
Now, let's say, for instance, had it been six black guys that killed a white girl, or six white guys that killed a black girl, it would be all over.
Users noted BLM and the NAACP are also suspiciously silent.
Where's BLM? Where is the NAACP? Where are her hashtags?
Where are her hashtags? Wild. You know what else I think is interesting? You probably heard Lee earlier in the news had the nightclub bust here in South Carolina. 80 people arrested. That's fantastic. Charleston County Sheriff announced that 80 people were arrested over the weekend during a multi-agency targeted operation on a nightclub. So that's sheriff's deputies, U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE officers, joined SLED officers and other federal, state, and local partners to perform a sting operation on something called the Alamo. It's an unlicensed bar on Highway 78. They did it around 3 a.m. And guess what they dredged up? Cartel members. People they were looking for. It's called Operation Last Stand. Deputies and agents went into the nightclub. 116 arrest warrants, criminal and immigration related. Out of those, we were able to serve 80. Among those arrests, two high-level cartel members just hanging out. A number Richie expects to grow, and an international warrant served on a Honduran murder suspect who had fled here, because of course he did. Benjamin Reyna Flores, the bar's owner, according to the Charlotte-based branch of the Department of Homeland Security, was also arrested. Additionally, they found several underage patrons inside the bar being served alcohol. Youngest was 13. Richie also says they found a missing youth inside the club, as well as several potential trafficking victims who are now receiving assistance. This is fantastic. It's good for South Carolina. But imagine what we could do if Henry McMaster would start, our governor, stop ignoring Trump's calls to deputize SLED, Highway Patrol, and like in Florida, nearly every law enforcement officer in the state. You know what? Then guess what? Cartel members can't drive. You can't drive. I mean, you go to a grocery store, get yourself a late night ice cream one, you end up back in Honduras. Why? Because police officers cannot deport you. They are not federal agents. If we let Trump deputize people, then you can't drive here. Cartel members aren't going to be just hanging out with underage youth they've trafficked. So congratulations on the largest ever bus, guys. You did great. But the Democrat, I'm sorry, Republican governor, oops, of our state, Henry McMaster, needs to step up. Trump asked you to deputize these people months ago, sir. Well, Jamie Dimon saying what I've been saying about the bond market. Been warning about this for a while in the Battleground America podcast. I call it wobbling. He calls it seeing a crack. He is the CEO of America's biggest bank, world's biggest banker, bundler for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton in particular. Although he raised money for Nikki Haley. She was one of the few Republicans he's done that for, but then you can debate whether she's a Republican, so I don't know. But that's kind of where he hails from. But he's got a warning for Congress. You can't print and borrow money like this for much longer. Take a listen.
You are going to see a crack in the bond market, okay? It is going to happen. And I tell this to my regulators, some of who are in this room, I'm telling you it's going to happen, and you're going to panic. I'm not going to panic. We'll be fine. We'll probably make more money, and then some of my friends will tell me that we like crises because it's good for JP Morgan Chase. Not really.
He put the time the bond market has left in its current form with this level of printing at somewhere between months and 5 years. I think 5 years is optimistic. Interesting that he brought this up as Republican leaders have been embarrassed by Elon Musk and posters to X into allowing Trump to send them his first rescission bill. They had originally said, no, you can't send it till after the big, beautiful bill passes, which, of course, they've been dragging their feet on for quite some time, hoping to slow down his agenda, because every month that passes without the 10,000 additional immigration officers funded is another month that their corporate buddies can profit from illegal immigration and the tax avoidance scheme that comes with it. They're on vacation right now, actually. It's really frustrating. But when they return, Mike Johnson was embarrassed by posters on X into finally actually, you know, responding during his vacation. They were enraged by Elon Musk on CBS, you know, walking out, being Doge betrayed. So yesterday, Trump sent his first rescission bill. There's supposed to be more. It cuts $9 billion in funding from PBS, NPR, and yes, USAID cuts. So this is going to be a test for Republicans. Do they really mean it when they say they want to cut stuff?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.